Welcome to Pittsburgh, Carlos. Before we jump into the series with the Pirates, Mets announced today the official news about Griffin Canning, the ruptured Achilles. I mean, now that it is official, just how devastating is it for the team and, of course, for Griffin?
Yeah, horrible news, you know. Devastating. You just said it, you know, not only for us as a team, but just when you look at the person and how much work he put in the offseason and the season that he was having and how important he was for this team. To see him going down like that, and now you know that he's done for the year and, you know, surgery and all that, that's, you hate to see it, but, you know, knowing Griffin and the personality, he'll get through this one.
Did you have a chance to talk to him yet at all, get his actual reaction?
I texted him last night. I texted him this morning. So surgery was 1 o'clock, and he's recovering right now.
Right to it. The starting rotation, of course, is in flux, and I know that you get asked that question all the time. Six-man rotation, and you kind of give it that wry smile, like, let's just get to the next guy. But what is the plan moving forward with the rotation, that spot?
Yeah, look, we've been tested. You know, we see another guy that goes down in the same month. You're looking at Senga, you're looking at McGill, and obviously, you know, in spring training, all the way by the spring training. But as of right now, the plan is for Titwell to make that start at some point against the Brewers series. We feel good with the guy that we have, encouraging outing by Montas. We know how Petey, Clay, Blackburn will step up. So in the meantime, Titwell will be the guy that takes that next turn.
Mark Vientos comes back today from that hamstring injury. He was at AAA for the last couple of days. This is kind of the cliche question, but how important is Mark Vientos with what we saw last year and what he could be for this team?
Yeah, super important. You know, we're talking about a guy that is capable of doing a lot of different things offensively. And to add a bat, his caliber is going to be important. You know, we saw what he did for us last year. We saw flashes this year. He's been on and off, kind of like inconsistent, but now, you know, a little bit of a break or reset, if you want to call it, and just to have his name in the lineup and just to add to the group that we have here, we're going to need him, and, you know, we're counting on him.
So Vientos, Beatty, and Mauricio are all still here. I asked you this question yesterday about the puzzle pieces. Is what we see today with Beatty at third, Mauricio at second, and Vientos, the righty DH, is that kind of what it will look like, or is this just one of the pieces?
Yeah, I think that's part of the combination, some of the combinations that you'll see, whether it's Brett, Mauricio, could be Brett at second base. The good thing is these guys provide versatility. You know, I can play around with a lot of different ways, you know, righties, lefties, switch hitters, guys that can play multiple positions. It allows me to be a little bit more aggressive if I need to with some of the pinch hit decisions. They'll understand, they are on board, and they know that we all have the same goal, is to win a World Series.
That position, the performance of the position, what do you need from it? Because, again, it seems like you try to give it to a guy to take it and run with it, and one guy's up, one guy's down, and you mix and match. But what do you want out of that position?
I mean, it'll play itself out, you know. We like how Brady's been playing defensively. The bat, as of late, you know, he went through a stretch where we saw the power. With Mark, we haven't seen it consistently. But look, we feel good with those guys. You know, they're young. You know, and this is part of the process, part of the development, and we're gonna let it play out. You know, hopefully, it's a difficult decision who plays every day. But in the meantime, like I said, they are all going to get opportunities.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.